So tonight we're going to continue our series of discussing Shabbos-related issues, and today we're going to talk about an Erev Shabbos-related issue. I think a few people have asked me about this over the years, and that is the minhag of going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. So what's the deal? Is that a thing that people should be doing? I'm told that in yeshivas and Eretz Yisrael, sometimes guys get very into this idea, and they start going. We once had here in Camp Kaylee, on Erev Shabbos, the lake was closed. A few guys jumped the fence and tried to go to the mikvah over there in the lake, and they got into trouble or something. Like Rabbi Bizzle was unhappy about that situation. I think there were no lifeguards on duty or whatever. So anyway, Shaila is this something that we should be doing? I remember years ago, Rav Willig Shlita spoke in DRS, and at the end, he had a question-answer session with the Talmidim, and one of the guys asked him, I don't remember the exact question, but the question assumed that one is going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. I think the question might have been, are you allowed to shower after you go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos? And Rabbi Willig said, go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos? What are you talking about? Shulchan Aruch says you go Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur. Who's going Erev Shabbos? Like he was surprised by the question. Of course, he must have forgotten that he was about 1 mile away from Esh Kodesh. So the influence of Esh Kodesh makes it not at all an unusual question for Woodmere these days that someone wants to know about going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. The question is this like a Hasidisha thing? Is that, I mean, it doesn't seem that it's a Hasidisha thing. If you look around in the Svarim, it was the Hanhaga of many Litvish Gedolim, also of many Yerushalmi Gedolim, that went to the mikvah every Erev Shabbos. There's a sefer called Va'alahu Lo Yibol. It's leaves do not wither. Based on the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, the Gemara says that we learn from that pasuk that afilu sichas chulin shel tamidei chachamim tzrichen limud, that you even need to learn from the sichas chulin of tamidei chachamim, that even when tamidei chachamim aren't talking and learning, there's what to learn from tamidei chachamim. So this fellow who wrote the sefer, Talmud Chacham, who wrote the sefer, he's good friends with Rav David Willig, if I'm not mistaken. He used to hang out a lot with Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And by hang out, I don't mean like they went bowling together. I mean, he used to hang on to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Like whenever Rav Shlomo Zalman was walking somewhere, this guy would follow him and just like pepper him with questions and comments and whatever. And then as soon as they finished walking and Rav Shlomo Zalman got to where he needed to go, the guy would write down like every last word that Rav Shlomo Zalman said. So he took very good notes of everything that Rav Shlomo Zalman said. But obviously, you know, it was just conversations. It was sichas chulin, so to speak, even though it wasn't really sichas chulin, because Rosh Zalman, you know, wasn't stam talking about, you know, the Mets. He was talking about, you know, things that mattered, but like the Yankees. But you know, it wasn't real sichas chulin. But this guy took like very good notes to the point that he was mamish. You know, he was sometimes even hard on himself in what he published. Like in one place, Rosh Hashanah Zalman must have gotten frustrated with him because he asked a question, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman turned to him and said, "How long did you learn in yeshiva for?" So he wrote, "Va'ana Rabbeinu Kamazman Atalamad Yeshiva." Like he kept everything exactly, and not only that, he went and he got haskamos from whoever he could, and he asked Rosh Hashanah Zalman's children for haskamos to the sefer, and one of Rosh Hashanah Zalman's children wrote, "Please do not publish this sefer. My father was just having conversations with you. He didn't know you were publishing this stuff. It was just, you know, sichas chulin. It wasn't meant to be published. So please, please do not publish the sefer." So he published that letter at the beginning of the sefer. So you know, it's like objection noted, and here's the sefer. So he has a lot of fascinating things in that sefer in Va'alahu Yibol, and he writes over there in Chelek Gimel on page Ayin Hey that Rav Shlomo Zalman, and this isn't shocking. Rav Shlomo Zalman was very, very makbid to be mitayer himself miskadesh b'tefila b'mikvah l'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. That this is something that he was extremely, extremely makbid about. So this is something that a lot of Gedolei Yisrael were makbid about. So the question is, what's the makar of this minhag? What's the reason for this minhag? Is there any opposition to the minhag? You know, Rav Willig aside, is there any opposition to the minhag? And then some details about the minhag. When should this tefillah be done, if it's being done? Are there any details of how it should be done? How many times do you dip? Do you take a shower afterwards or beforehand? Do you dry off after the tefillah? Is a minhag like that, not to dry off after the tefillah? What is there something that can substitute for a mikvah? Can a long shower substitute for a mikvah? Can a swimming pool substitute for a mikvah? What about Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur? Can a swimming pool substitute for a mikvah? Should children should you be mechanich children to fulfill this practice, to fulfill this minhag? So a lot to talk about. We'll see how far we get tonight. So the minhag to be tovel on Erev Shabbos, as far as I know, does not appear in Shas. Does not appear anywhere in Shas. The source is in the Zohar HaKadosh in Parsha Shemos and in Parshas Truma. And the Zohar writes that Rav Amnuna Saba have a solik min hara b'kol Erev Shabbos, that he used to emerge from the river every Erev Shabbos. And it's also not only in the Zohar HaKadosh, it's also in the Kisvei HaArizal. Now, initially I thought that it's in the Kisvei HaArizal, So it was surprising to me that the Magen Avraham doesn't quote it, because the Magen Avraham very often quotes from Minhagim of the Arizal. And then someone pointed out to me, the Magen Avraham does quote it, you just need to know where to look. The Magen Avraham in Simin Resh Pei Hei, which is the Simin about Shnayim Mikravecha Targum, that's where he quotes this minhag, because he says you should do Shnayim Mikravecha Targum, and then right away when you finish Shnayim Mikravecha Targum on Erev Shabbos, right then you go to the mikvah. And he quotes that from the Arizal. So Magen Avraham does quote this minhag, even though it's not quoted again, it's not in Shas, it's not in Shulchan Aruch, but on the page of Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, which is the primary commentary to Or HaChaim, at least before the Mishnah Berurah was written and he put it all together, but the Magen Avraham is the primary commentary to Or HaChaim. It's like the Shach is to Yerdeh, the Magen Avraham is to Or HaChaim. So the Magen Avraham does mention this minhag. It's not in Rishonim. We don't find that Rishonim were mechayiv such a tefillah. But in Tshuvas HaGaonim, we do find that there's an assumption that this tevila was happening, because in the Tshuvas HaGaonim, according to Shari Tshuvin, some Kufayin Hay, the Gaonim were asked, why don't they make a Birchas HaMitzvah on this tevila? And the Gaonim said, because from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we no longer have Tumma Vitara, and therefore we don't say a bracha on this tevila. But the assumption of the question was that this tevila is actually happening. And the Abu Dram and the Sefer HaManig also speak about why we don't say a bracha on this tevila. So while it's true that the Rishonim don't really, even the Sifrei HaMinhagim, don't really talk about a need to do this tevila, but they work with the assumption that it is being done, and then question why it is that there's no bracha. And it's quoted by, again, non-Hasidic Achronim, very mainstream Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, quote this as a minhag that people do, that they go to the mikvah every Erev Shabbos. So what is the reason for this minhag? So there are three reasons. One is the real reason, and two are just additional benefits, I guess you would call it. Let's start with the two that are not the real reason. Reason number one for this minhag is that Ezra was misakein in Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis. Takanas Ezra that a balkeri has to go to the mikvah before he's medaber b'divrei Torah, before he learns Torah, before he says brachos, before he davens, before he does any dvarim shebe kedusha. Anyone who becomes a balkeri should go to the mikvah. Now the Gemara already tells us that we were not able to be omeid b'takanas Ezra. It was too much for people to do, that every time that there's a mitzvah's ona, that a man's going to be with his wife, he's going to have to go to the mikvah. And it was, you know, if you were living in, in Russia, and the mikvah was the lake, which you had to cut a hole in the ice, and then go there, you know, like it wasn't so pashut, that people were going to be able to have access to a mikvah in a safe way, and it wasn't something that people were able to withstand. So people no longer keep the Takanas Ezra, but Yechidei Segula, throughout all the generations, there were Yechidei Segula that were makbid about Takanas Ezra. But if that were the case, it shouldn't really be about Erev Shabbos. It should be about any morning after one has had Tashma Shamita, or otherwise was Motzi Zera, one was Motzi Zera Levatela, when one becomes a Balkeri, so then it should be the next morning. You should go to the mikvah. It shouldn't really have anything to do with Erev Shabbos, but you could see a connection, meaning if Takanas Ezra was that when you're going to encounter the Kedusha of Talmud Torah, you're going to encounter the Kedusha of Brachos, the kedusha of everything else of tefillah. So you need to do, you need to go to the mikvah. So maybe we're not going to keep takarnas ezra entirely, but before one encounters the kedusha of Shabbos, then you should go to the mikvah for tumas keri. But that, if we're from that perspective, l'chora, it's not only about erev Shabbos, and it's also, it is only if one has tumas keri. If one did not become a bal keri, then there would be no Indian from that perspective alone. So then there's a second reason. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Samech Sif Aleph, Mitzvah Lirchot Kol Gufo. A person should bathe his entire body on Erev Shabbos. V'im Ief Shalo Yirchot Panav Yadav Ragel B'cham Erev Shabbos. And if you can't, then at least you should wash your hands, face, and feet on Erev Shabbos. U'mitzvah Lachuf Harosh, and you should shampoo your hair, you should wash out your hair on Erev Shabbos. All that says in the Shulchan Aruch. So Bir Alacha writes over there in Dibra Masul B'chamin that the mitzvah is dafka with warm water, and Yesh La'ayin if it works with poshrin as well. And we find that specifically with Chafifas Harosh, within Chazal, the Gemaras talk about the idea of washing the hair before Shabbos, a famous Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, that also Yom Erev Shabbos Haya Hillel Chofefes Rosho, the guy that was trying to agitate Hillel, right? You remember that Gemara? The guy that was trying to get Hillel to get angry at him, so he kept on showing up. Mikan Hillel, you know, I have a question for Hillel. And what was Hillel busy doing? He was trying to get ready for Shabbos. What was he doing? He was washing his hair for Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says. You find also in Maseches Beitzah and Daf Chav Zayin that Hu Buchra Da Aisi Kamei De Rava Bahadei Panya De Mali Yom Tova Vav Rava Chayef Bereshe. Again, the Gemara just mentions that it happened to have been Erev Shabbos and Rava was washing his hair. So in the Sefer Kovei Talachos, Rabbi Kleinman quotes from Shmuel Kamenetsky that if you go to a mikvah that has warm water, it is a kiyum of this mitzvah of Rechitza Bechamen on Erev Shabbos. That's not the reason to go to the mikvah, but it's a kiyum of a shower on Erev Shabbos if one is trying to win some sort of yeshivish contest about not showering for X amount of days. So that you can go to the mikvah and fulfill that halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and not have to shower, but only if the mikvah is warm. And that's what it says in the Stipler also, in Orchos Rabbeinu in Shabbos If Yudches, he quotes from the Stipler the same thing. In fact, in the Sefer Shalmei Shabbos. Shalmei Shabbos is another one of those Rav Shlomo Zalman ish svarim, meaning you have Rav Shlomo Zalman's actual svarim. What are those called? Mincha Shlomo. Mincha Shlomo is the svarim that Rav Shlomo Zalman himself actually wrote. Then you have like one level down is like Halicha Shlomo. Halicha Shlomo is written by family members and is considered to be very, very reliable. And they have first-hand accounts of things that Shlomo Zalman did. And then you have Sfarim like Shalmei Shabbos, Shalmei Moed, Valo Lo Yibol, you know, Sfarim about Rav Shlomo Zalman's Hanhagos, that are not really written by, I guess, the most inner circle, and you know, but also relate to things that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said. So yeah, well, not exactly, but okay, we could discuss that a different time. The difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim and whatever. Okay, so Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked that the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Kufnun Aleph Sifkat and Sadi Hey about Tevila on Erev Shabbos Chazon. What about this Erev Shabbos? What about Erev Shabbos during the 9 days? And Mishnah Berurah writes that if a person has a minhag to be tovel every single Erev Shabbos, then he can be tovel Erev Shabbos Chazon. You're not allowed to have Luchit Shulchanuk during the 9 days. One is not allowed to bathe during the 9 days. So, okay, we're all istanesim, and therefore we bathe during the 9 days. That's our practice here, especially when it's 100 degrees outside. But you're not allowed to have Rukhita Shultana. They get the question every year. People want to know. They do swimming, but it's for exercise. They only do swimming for exercise. So can you do that during the 9 days? So I know many rabbanim say yes. That's not a Rukhita Shultana. I personally don't think so. The question I just got the shaylah today. I asked the person. He says he has a pool in his backyard. He swims for exercise. So I asked him, "Do you also swim during the winter time, or when it's like chilly outside?" He said, "No, that's crazy. Why would I swim then?" I said, "Right, meaning you do other exercise." Yeah, then I run on the treadmill or something like that. So why does he dafka choose to swim during the summertime? Because it's not only exercise, but it's also geschmack. It's also very refreshing. That's a rechita shel tanug. Even if he happens to be getting exercise. Of course it's good exercise to swim. If it's a person who always goes swimming, has like an indoor pool that they use year-round, and they live in Florida and they go year-round, and the reason they choose swimming is because it's easier on the knees, and when you get older, your joints, you know, whatever, you know, so that's why they're choosing swimming. So good, in a chinami, then it's not a rochitza shel tanuk, then maybe it would be mutter to swim during the 9 days. But what about going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos Chazon? So the Mishnah Berurah is mechalek, and Mishnah Berurah writes that someone who goes all the time, every Erev Shabbos, see, he can go Erev Shabbos Chazon, but someone who's mevat lo lefa'amin, someone who sometimes doesn't go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, is not allowed to go on Erev Shabbos Chazon either. So one second, so they asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, what's the basis of this distinction? If it's a covered Shabbos is docha the avelus, so what does it matter if you always do it? If it's for covered Shabbos and it's docha the avelus, so let the covered Shabbos be docha the avelus. And then they asked, and if it's Mishum the Kavius, what if the guy says, okay, starting now, I'm going to go every Erev Shabbos, and now can I go on Erev Shabbos Chazon? Does that help? So Shlomo Zalman said, Lefanenu Shnei Inyanim. This is the way they quote it in the Sefer. There are two Inyanim. There's the Maila of Tevila on Erev Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, and then on the flip side, you have the Chiyuv to be Mesabel al Yerushalayim, like Chazal were Mesakein by not bathing. So which one is Nidche Mipnei Mi? When you put them on two sides of the scale, which one outweighs the others? So Shlomo Zalman says it's Pashut, Tevila L'Kavod Shabbos is not stronger than Avelus. Because if it were stronger than Avelus, we should be Matir everybody to bathe L'Kavod Shabbos, and we shouldn't be Choshesh for Avelus at all. But strictly speaking, we're not Matir a regular bath L'Kavod Shabbos with warm water like we always would. Strictly speaking, again, going back to times where we were not all istanesim, or in Eretz Yisrael today, let's say, where that's, or in any country where the practice is not to bathe all that frequently, so then you would not be allowed to do it. Ella al karchuk, have to say that the inyan of tevila lekavod Shabbos mitzad atzmo does not have the koach to be docha the avelus. Why someone who's noig tamid to go to the mikveh? He says that's because there's a nahaga kavua ledvar mitzvah. What do you call that if a person has a nahaga kavua ledvar mitzvah? A neder. And what kind of din is it? There's this past week's parsha. What kind of a din is a neder? A din d'oraisa. This is past week's parsha, so it's got to be d'oraisa. A neder is a din d'oraisa. So once it becomes b'toras neder, so then it's going to be docha, the avelus, which is a minug, because a neder takes on the status of a din d'oraisa. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes in a number of shuvas, that he's not sure, that he thinks maybe certain minhagim have a status of a din d'oraisa. Because if a person does something as an agatovah, could take on the status of a neder gets elevated to a din d'oraisa, could be even stronger. So in a certain sense, when pugging the chesam sofer, right, might even become a d'oraisa, stronger than a d'rabban. But anyway, that's what Shlomo Zalman said as far as bathing and bathing on Erev Shabbos chazon. So that's the second inyan of going to the mikvah, is bathing one's body. Questions?
So we established this point that it's definitely not a halacha, right?
The what?
Going to the mikvah Erev Shabbos is not a halacha.
It is not a halacha, right? Yeah, that's pretty clear. I mean, it's not in Shulchan Aruch, and it's not in Shas, and it's not in Rishon.
When
the
Shlomo says Bar Mitzvah.
What?
When the Shlomo says
Bar
Mitzvah. Is he like actually like a Bar Mitzvah, or is that just like a term that's used?
Meaning something positive. Hanhaga Tova. Hanhaga Tova is considered a neder. Yeah. The neder shouldn't. So if he made a neder to be mevatel divrei Torah, to be mevatel din rabbanan, so that wouldn't be binding. But this neder is for the whole year. It's hanagatova that applies the whole year. So it could be that the minug of not bathing during the 9 days was not b'chiyah gavna, that it's against the mitzvah. Like, for example, if a woman has to go to the mikvah, so when a woman goes to the mikvah, she does preparations in advance. Part of the preparations is she takes a bath, and she cleans off any possible chatzitza from her body. We discuss chatzitza like a disproportionate amount of times, right? For some reason, I'm not sure why. But she has to clean off every chatzitza from her body and everything, right? So that's a bath, a warm bath. And she's allowed to do that during the 9 days. Why is she allowed to do that during the 9 days? Because that's the Tzorach Mitzvah, it applies year-round. So we assume that whatever minog we have during the 9 days, they were not knowing the Chiyah Gavna when it goes up against Anaga tova, anaga shel mitzvah that you have year round. So it's like the opposite reason. Meaning you're saying that you can't take a neder to go against the din drabbanan. No, the drabbanan were never noheg this avelus of the 9 days when it goes up against the dvar mitzvah. How do I know which one wins? Because the dvar mitzvah applies all the time, applies all year, right? So that's the one that's kavua. Then this anaga doesn't uproot it.
Does this take precedence, like your Hanukkah Tova, because of actually going to Mikvah Shabbos, or the Erev Shabbos, or if you would say to have a Hanukkah Tova of like preparing for Shabbos by eating meat, so would you be able to eat meat? Like, at what point do you say that?
Post can actually do discuss this, right? If people have the minhag to taste the meat on Erev Shabbos, so whether you could do it on Erev Shabbos Chazon. It could be that it does. It could be that it doesn't.
Well, does any Hanukkah Tova overrule the...
It has to be a real, you know, something genuine. Something
right. Let's say you listen to music, or like, I'm coming up with examples, but at what point did you say that?
It's a good question. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. I'm not sure exactly what it's really like. What?
You do something every day, and it goes against the Darabon Israel Shabbos.
Yeah, no, you're not going to say that. But there's a minhag of Avelus. So the minhag of Avelus was only, the minhag was that for Rechitza Shel Tanug, Rechitza Shel Rishus. But that's not what this is. This is Rechitza Shel Mitzvah. Now, as far as music, Rav Shechter was makel this year for people who are having trouble getting into the, the vibes of Shabbos, the mood of Shabbos because of the depressing, events happening around us. I don't think that would apply here, by the way. Meaning over here, you're amongst a bunch of chevra, you're able to interact normally. It seems when I walk by the basketball courts, the guys are pretty happy, like you have 6 meals a day that they're giving, it seems like you have, I think like if you're stuck in your basement learning with your chavrus on Zoom or something, so then it would probably apply.
Is going to the mikvah tamid, is that like an enjoyable process?
If it's warm, some people, apparently, I'm not a big mikvah goer, but some people just like hang out there and just, we'll talk about that also if we have time. But, I would think that. I find it like so. I find it very, whatever. Okay. A third and the real reason why there's a practice to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. The Yisod B'Shorash HaAvodah, Shar Ches Perek Aleph, writes, Yelech L'Tayer B'Mikvah L'Kavod Shabbos Kodesh Va'af Misha Omid B'Cheskas Tara, even though you already have a Cheskas Tara, you're not a Balkari or anything else. Mitzvah gedola litbol b'Erev Shabbos Kodesh, ki atvila b'Erev Shabbos Kodesh, mo'il lekabel neshama yaseira b'Shabbos, u'bilti taras ha-mikvah b'vaday lo yasigena. That a person who wants to have a neshama yaseira, the neshama yaseira is given to us on Shabbos, and a person needs hachana for that neshama yaseira. So the kedusha of the mikvah will enable him to achieve that neshama yaseira. In the sefer Zichru Toras Moshe, which sounds like it's not a real sefer, but it's written by, the title just sounds like a funny title, but it's written by the author of the Chayei Adam, so it is a real sefer. In Simon Aleph, he writes, Yachala Adam Linasos, ki kasher yechavein Adam es daito. A person can test if you have kavana v'tia yiras Hashem belibo be'emes and genuine yiras Hashem v'yu ma'isav ritzuyim and you do things that are ratzon. You do things that are the ritzuyim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Az bivadei le'achar shetavol be'erev Shabbos b'kavana ritzuyo le'kabel kedusha Shabbos. After a person goes to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos with the sincere kavana to be mekabel kedusha Shabbos, yavin b'daito, he will understand and intuit sheni tosaf lo neshama yaseira, that he has just received his neshama yaseira. Ki yargish b'nafsho yiras hisrom moshabolo at shetivar bo avav yiras Hashem. He's going to feel inspired. He's going to feel a certain burning passion of Ava and Yiras Hashem from that experience. The Kav HaChaim quotes that the Arizal went after he finished Na'im HaKavecha Targum. And as I mentioned, that's what the Magen Avraham quotes as well, which is interesting because the Prima Gadim in the Akdamah to Simrei Samach says you should go before you do Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. So, okay, not sure which one is supposed to come first, but that's what the Kaf HaChaim writes in the name of the Arizal, do Shnayim Mikravecha Targum, then go to the mikveh, and it's beautiful. The Aruch HaShulchan also says, Yesh Noagim Litbol Gam B'mikveh Mipirei Kedushas Shabbos V'ashrei Chalkam D'bezem Amshich Malim Shefa Kedusha Mishabbos Kodesh. So when most people go to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos, this is what they're thinking of. They're not thinking of Tumas Keri and Takanas Ezra. They're not thinking of, this is my bath, although I guess the guys who hang out there are, but you know, they're not thinking like, this is my Ruchitas Chamin that a person is supposed to do on Erev Shabbos. They're thinking about this Tosefes Kedusha that they talk about. In the Reishis Chachman, Shara Kedusha, he also writes, Va'ikar Shetzarech Ha'adam Lasos B'yom HaShishi B'gufo Liknos Kedusha Shabbos U'Neshama Yisera. You have to acquire Kedusha Shabbos. How? Hitvila bar boim sa kidei livshot lebar ruach chol v'lubos ruach kedushas Shabbos shehi rucha dinoshev me'atika shetzorach tvila. That you need to shed the ruchos of chol and take on the ruchos of Shabbos. That's as much of a translation as I'm capable of giving you. And the way you do that is by going to the mikveh. So there's a wonderful sefer called Nishmas Shabbos. I think I quoted it last week also. Nishmas Shabbos, and you didn't know. So the file just went away. Yes, Rav Arvinis, the Satmar Dayan in Williamsburg. So in Rav Arvinis Sefer, in Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Pei Dalet, he writes, Shamati ish mi pi ish. He said, I have a mesora ish mi pi ish, shekesharachatz es hachavetz chayim zal le'esik nuso b'erev Shabbos b'shar sarachitza, haya hachavetz chayim zatzal chozo al maimer chazal, Adam Mekadesh Atzma Ma'at Milamato Mekadshno Soharbe Milamaila. That when the Chavetz Chaim would bathe himself on Erev Shabbos, he would remind himself that a person is Mekadesh himself a little bit down here, he's going to have a great Shefa of Kedusha up there. Ubisha'a Shetaval B'mikvah Omar. And when he went to the mikvah, he would say, L'shem Kedusha Shabbos U'l'kavod Hashem Yisbarach. That he's doing this L'shem Kedusha Shabbos and L'kavod Hashem Yisbarach. So the Chavetz Chaim, apparently Rav Harfin has a mesora ish mipi ish that the Chavetz Chaim went to the mikveh every Erev Shabbos, and it was a time of great inspiration for him. Is there anyone that's against this minhag? Again, Rabbi Willig aside. So, if there's, whenever you hear of a minhag that many people have, and there's a lot of support for it, certainly Kabbalistically, and you hear that there's one person that's against it, it is a good bet that that person is Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. And over here also, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in Sidur Yaivitz is not a fan of this minhag. He writes that it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch that they did not go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. He says, someone who wants to be makbid about Tevila, be makbid about Tevilas Ezra. That's actually in the Gemara. So you want to go to the mikvah, go to the mikvah every time you become a Balkari. I don't understand why you would be makbid about something that doesn't appear in Shas at all. So that's what Rabbi Yaakov Emdin writes in Sidur Yaivitz in Hanhagos Erev Shabbos Os Chaf Aleph. As you might guess, Rav Harfinis does not love this comment of Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. He says, I don't understand what in the world he's talking about. These are two totally separate inyanim. What does Tevilas Ezra have to do with what it says in Zohar HaKadosh and what it says in Kisvei Arizal? Tevilas Ezra is one thing. This is something else. This is about Tosefes Kedusha and being Mekabel the Neshama Yisera. It's got nothing to do with Tevilas Ezra, and therefore it shouldn't be the fact that you're not keeping Tevilas Ezra should not get in your way of being able to be Mekabel the Neshama Yisera. Question? Yeah, question? Oh, that's a good question. So in general, minhagim that are al pi Kabbalah, usually the Hasidim latch onto much more strongly than Litvish or Gedolim, normally. So this seems to be one such example, because this is clearly something that has very strong roots al pi Kabbalah. It's the Zohar, it's the Kisvei Arizal, It's you know, those kinds of sources, and he says of Shor Shavod and other such sources. So so that's probably why. But it's really not. Meaning, it's that there were a lot of people who are not Hasidim that were makbid about this. So okay, then the question is, what's the best in terms of timing of this tevila? So in the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Truma, he says that Rav Hamnuna Saba would come from the river on every hour of Shabbos, and doesn't mention a particular time. So it could be that it works all day, because the Zohar doesn't say, you know, when on Erev Shabbos. So it sounds like any time on Erev Shabbos. However, a number of the Achronim are much more specific. The Kaf HaChayim writes in Siman Reish Samech that the Arizal was Lo HaYatovel Rak Achar Shehischil Sha'ahei Miyom Vav, the fifth hour of Friday. Vayomer Kitosefes Shabbos Nikur Umiskala B'Metzach HaAdam Tekef Acharat Vila. What does that mean? That Tosefes Shabbos is recognizable on a person's forehead right after the Tevila. So you want to do it closer to the time where it's Tosefes Shabbos. Meaning, for those forehead readers out there, you know that this is the time that Hiskalos of Or is something that is recognizable on a person's head. By the way, I did text Rabbi Levin that I am disappointed in him for not taking out a Sefer Yetzira and creating a cow with you, and I told him he's got to come back, and he said he wasn't confident that all the boys were ready for it, but next time he comes back, hopefully they will have gone Maila or Maila from learning Vasa V'Cholav, that they'll be ready for Sefer Yetzira to make a cow next time. So you have a promise that next time. I was joking, he was joking. He's like, one guy takes it seriously. You said Rabbi Levin's going to come back and build a cow with us. He's not coming back, he's not building a cow. Okay, so the Kaf HaChaim says that it should dafka be after the fifth hour of the day. In the Sefer Avnei Or, he quotes that Agona Kadosh Bala Minchas HaLuzer. Who is the Minchas HaLuzer? The moon catcher. Who's great, great, great? Oh, yeah, you're great, great, great. Exactly. The Minchas HaLuzer. So we have some yichus over here, the moon catcher. So you guys didn't know that? You don't know those yichus? What? The moon catcher passport? I guess, I don't know if that story is legit, but that, I mean, that is, Shlomo Karloff tells that story, yes. I don't know if that's, is that a Masora in your family or only in Shlomo Karloff's CDs? What?
Anything good about
him is a mitzvah in the family. Okay, so the Minchas HaLuzer, so the Wilimaskis are, what's the yichus? Explain. Your grandfather is a brother-in-law of the current Rebbe? So your great-uncle is the current Minchatcher Rebbe. Right, so how does that work up the generations?
The father's mother's father.
Your father's mother's mother's father. Okay, yeah, that works. Okay, it checks out, it checks out. And Jake Perlow is your first cousin? But he's got even more yichus than you, because he's got on the other side, the Novominsker. Yeah, so, okay. So anyway, so the Minchas HaLuzer, what was I saying? Yeah, that he would go many times to be tovel on Erev Shabbos after 4 hours of the day on Erev Shabbos, and that the Belzer Rebbe did the same after 4 hours on Erev Shabbos in Chayyadam in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. He says that a person should not be tovel on Erev Rosh Hashanah until Chatzos. And in the Nishma Shabbos, he says, because before Chatzos of an Erev anything, the Kedusha is not there yet. So now you already have three shittos, right? It's either the fifth hour, fourth hour, or no, not till Chatzos Hayom on Erev Shabbos. In the Shara Kavanos, the Arizal, and in the Shloa Kadosh, they write that the tefillah should be Dafka Achar Chatzos. And the Nishma Shabbos, he quotes from Sefer Minhagim, that they're Tovel after 7 or 8 hours, meaning when you get much, much closer to Shabbos. In the Sefer Nishma Shabbos, he says that it's Mavur in the Shloa Kadosh, that the mashmaus of the Arizal is that the tefillah should be samach l'zman kabbalah Shabbos, and that's what it says in a number of other svarim as well, closer to the zman of kabbalah Shabbos. And it also says the same in Sefer Divrei Torah. Who's the Divrei Torah? What? So is it, I think it's a Minchas HaLuzer. I think it's the same. Divrei Torah is a Minchas HaLuzer. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I think there was some beef between the Sabra Rebbe and the Minchas HaLuzer. You know about this? Rav Yelush what? He taught the Karnim Mekach Rebbe? Because there's this famous line that the Sabra Rebbe didn't like the Divrei Torah. No, you ever heard this one? Sabra Rebbe didn't like the Sefer Divrei Torah, and his Sabra Rebbe was a very sharp tongued person. So he said, I know why you called it Divrei Torah, because no one would have been able to identify it had he not given that title. that's what they say from the Sabra Rebbe. But okay, but apparently maybe that story is not true. That's the story they say. Anyway, so in the Divrei Torah, the Munkacha writes, Milchas Luzer writes, that it's better to be Tovel. By the way, Milchas Luzer probably held that, you know, someone like the Satmar Rebbe was like, you know, too much of a Zionist. You know, the Munkachas are like as anti-Zionist as you can be, way more like than most other Chassidim, even Satmar, which is like you know. Anyway, so what was I saying? Yeah, so in the Divrei Torah it says better to do it closer, better to do the tefillah closer to Shabbos, and this makes a lot of sense based on what the Ramah that I think we mentioned last week about Shabbos clothing. The Ramah writes some Reish Samach Beis that a person should bathe close to Shabbos so they can put on their big day Shabbos right after they bathe. They should put on the big day Shabbos to cover Shabbos. So we assume the mikvah is coming in close proximity to bathing, even if you're not using it as your bath. You're not relying on the warmth of the mikvah and that comment from Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita. You're not using it as your bath, but still, it's usually at least around that time. However, there were poskim that did not like the idea of doing tevilah so close to Shabbos, and there were two reasons that they didn't like the idea of doing it mamish right before Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan Tzimreish Samach Sivav writes that Adrabba, Zrizin Makdim L'mitzvos, and therefore it should be take off a miyad, Achar Chatzos Hayom. If you could do it at Chatzos, do it at Chatzos. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'yeshem Achrin Harbe, HaMerchatz V'amikva V'omim Shekenu Al Pi HaKabbalah, that there are people that say that it'll be Kabbalah, you got to do it later. V'toim heim, they're mistaken. V'yesh liver behem, we should get angry at them. V'adraba, dimrak ar chatzos mitzvah lahakdim. As long as you're after chatzos, you got to do it as soon as you can. And Nishma Shabbos, again, Rav Harfin is commenting on this Aruch HaShulchan, he says, Aval emes la'amito hu, dizman atfilu samichos uknis HaShabbos. He says, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan could play around in halacha and whatever, but we, you know, we were in the know. You know, we know that that when it's close to Shabbos, that's the best time to do it. You want to do something right away after Chatzos Hayom to prepare for Shabbos? Take your shower then. Take your shower after Chatzos Hayom, but you better go to that mikvah right before Shabbos. Says the Nishma Shabbos.
Or is that Rabbi Shulman says it?
Right, meaning, but I think everyone agrees that there's some level of kedusha, there's some level of positivity. So it's a, you know, there's some positive spiritual value. So Zviz Magdim L'mitzvah, he would say, would even apply to something like that. But he could say, you know, it's a hechshem mitzvah, I don't know.
Is it part of the minhag also to shower before you go into the
mikvah? So we'll talk about that. I mean, if there's time, we'll talk about that. If not, we'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll continue, because maybe we could talk about it. You know, maybe the continuation of this will be going to the mikvah on Shabbos and swimming on Shabbos as a an offshoot of that, okay? Or Yantif, for that matter. In the Sefer Tshura Shai, no idea. Okay, I didn't expect to know that one. The Tshura Shai was Rav Shlomo Yehuda Tabak. There's a family in North Woodmere, the Tabak family, and they gave me the Sefer. They've I think all the kids went to Mevaseret, so represent Mevaseret boys. So they gave me it's old Hungarian Gedolim. So he was from the old Hungarian Gedolim, Seagate or whatever. So he writes that the Raman or Chaim in Reish Samach Beis says that a person should only bathe on Erev Shabbos, Samach LeShabbos. And he says, but wait a second. The Gemara says in Shabbos Taftes, Lo Yeshev Adam Lefnei HaSapar Samach LeMincha Sheyispalo. You shouldn't be getting a haircut Samach LeMincha until after you daven. V'chein Lo Yikarnes Adam LeMerechatz. And you also shouldn't be going to bathe at that point. And Mestam, it's not only on a weekday, it's on Erev Shabbos also. Because this, it's the whole din is really not relevant to Shabbos. It's just that the next Mishnah says, Lo Yetzei Achayet Memach. Machto Samach L'Chashecha, that a tailor shouldn't go out with his needle in his clothing, Samach L'Chashecha, that's on about Erev Shabbos. So we include all these things that you're always not supposed to do. So he says, you have to say that the Ramaz Dafka talking about Harchatzos Panav Yadav Raglav, or if you daven mincha early. But if you haven't daven mincha early, then it's a bad idea to go later in the day, because it's against the Mishnah that you're not supposed to go to a bathhouse samach l'chashecha if you haven't daven mincha yet. So that's what Rav Tabak points out in the Tshuvas Shurashai. So anyway, so one objection to going to the mikvah late in the day is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says Jesus makdim in the mitzvos, and again there was some pushback on that. The other objection, the Nishma Shabbos writes, Uvda yadana mikama gedolim shehidru lahakdim atvila samuch lechatzos hayom bizman sha'adayin ein sham harbe anoshim v'yachli yizar b'yoser b'shmiras einav v'achacham einav b'rosho. So he says that that's when the mikveh gets busy right before Shabbos. People come home from work and they're going to be rushing to the mikveh. It's always better to go to the mikveh at a time when nobody's there, where the mikveh is not busy. It is not spiritually healthy to see naked people no matter what, no matter what gender, no matter what anything. It's just not a spiritually healthy thing for a person. Hachachamein of Barosho, a person has to be concerned about Shmir Seinayim, and therefore, says the Nishma Shabbos, says Rav Harfinis, many Gedolei Yisrael were makbid to Dafka go earlier. Now, many of the Gedolei Rabbanim have their own personal mikveh, so they don't have to worry about it. So if that was the whole time, and they have their own personal mikveh that they can go to anyway, so no one's going to be there. No one else is allowed in the Rebbe's mikveh, so then it's perfectly, you know, that concern would not apply. What about some details in terms of going to the mikveh? So first of all, how many tevilos should one be tovel if one has this minhag? So as many numbers as you can think of, that's how many shitos there are about how many tevilos one should have on Erev Shabbos. Just like numbers are infinite, the number of shitos that there are about how many tevilos is kimat infinite. Kaf HaChaim writes, beis tevilos, one to be mafshit big day chol may al nafsho, to rid oneself of their big day chol, and one to be mistabik and to be mamshich bo kedusha Shabbos. Only two tevilos. Ben Ishchai in Parshas Lech Lecha, three tevilos. The Sidur Nahora, four tevilos. And in Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he says that Rov HaOlam is noeg to do four tevilos, connected the four osios of the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, and that's the sheet of the Yisod V'Shorash HaAvoda. The Ben Ishchai then quotes Yesh Noagim, five tevilos. And it says the same in the Sefer Priya Aretz and Parshas Lech Lecha. Five tevilos connected the five tevilos of the Kohen Gadol in Yom HaKippurim. Minuk Chasidim in Yerushalayim, seven tevilos. In Orchos Rabbeinu, the stipler, 10 tevilos. Kaf HaChaim says that there are Chasidim that are knowing to do 13 tevilos, Kiminyan Echad, corresponding to the gematria of Echad. And Halichos Chaim, he also says to do 14 tevilos, gematria Dalid Vav Dalid, Neged the Neshama Yaseiru, which is Mevchinas Malchus, whatever that means. So we have all of these numbers of tevilos. I remember one of my Talmidim told me he once went to the Arizal's mikveh together with Rabbi Aryeh Cohen, my good friend, my old childhood friend, Rabbi Aryeh Cohen, who I'm still very close with. He's a camp rabbi in Camp Dina, actually, when my daughter was out. So anyway, so he was at the Arizal's mikveh. Eli Baruch was telling me this, and he said that Rabbi Cohen wanted to be tovel 613 times in the Arizal's mikveh. So what he did is he went underwater and he kept like picking up a finger above the water, because so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He tried to get as many as he could until he couldn't breathe. There came up from the air and then went again. And so he said there was a Hasidish guy there and said to Eli, "Who normally?" And he's like, "No." He's not. So there are different shitas in the number of tevilos. All of this to add extra kedusha. Okay. The Yisod V'Shar Shavoda quotes all of these minhagim, and then he says, "Kol amarbe betvila reizem meshubach shekol tvila shadim tovel asatzmo mam shecholov kedusha biyoser hein bechol hein b'shabbos vada mekadish asatzmo milamata mekadshinu sam milamayla yoser biyoser." So he's very into this idea of doing many, many tvilas. What? What's the practice? I don't know. Once, I don't know.
Is it the same, like,
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it's the same thing. So, I mean, look, but when the person is actually tamei, right, the halacha is one tevila works, right? So when a woman goes to the mikveh, so there is the issues about when she should say the bracha and things like that, and also you want to be absolutely certain. So most women will be tovel twice. By gerus, when we do gerus for a man, it's just one tevila that we require when we do gerus. For a woman, we do two tevilas, because when we do gerus for a woman, it's very... It's very uncomfortable, because you have to have a beis din in the room while she's going to the mikveh. So you can't have a beis din in the room while she's totally undressed. So she goes to the mikveh with a robe on, so she's totally covered. It's a loose fitting robe, and the water gets under, and hopefully there aren't any chatzitzas. But so we rely on that when the beis din's in the room. Then the beis din leaves the room, and the mikveh lady stays in the room, and she takes off the robe and does it again with only the mikveh lady in the room, because just in case the robe was a chatzitza. So that's why we require two tevilos in such a situation. But those are halachic tevilos. That should not be confused with what we're talking about now. With these tevilos of Erev Shabbos, these are not halachic tevilos. These are tevilos about being mosif kedusha. Okay, if you want to continue this topic tomorrow night, I'm happy to. We still have to discuss drying yourself off, doing malach after the tefillah, bathing after the tefillah, tznius at the time of tefillah, whether you should be mechanic children for this, and then we can, whether a shower works, whether a swimming pool works, and then we can continue into, if you're interested, tefillah on Shabbos or swimming on Shabbos, and what the potential issues are there. You let me know if you want, or you want to move to something else. Okay.